This week, President Trump signed phase one of a new trade agreement with China. The move represents a kind of truce between the world's two largest economies after 2 years of escalating tariffs. In Ohio, many are hoping the deal's agricultural provisions will spell relief for an industry reeling from a year of bad weather and declining demand. At the White House Wednesday, President Trump held court, touting the new trade deal's terms. The U.S. is calling off one set of tariffs and lowering another group from 15% to 7.5%. Meanwhile, China will take steps to defend intellectual property and relent on onerous technology requirements imposed on foreign firms doing business there. The country is also committing to purchase $200 billion worth of additional American goods and services over the next 2 years. Ag represents almost half of that.
They say, sir, our farmers can't produce that much. I said, I love our farmers. Let them tell me they can't do it. And I said, tell them to go out and buy a larger tractor, buy a little more land, but they'll be able to do it. I have no doubt they'll be able to do it.
Ian Sheldon is an agricultural economist at Ohio State, and he notes $40 billion in ag exports by the end of the year represents a major jump for U.S. output.
If China meets those commitments, that is a significant increase in our exports to China. Our exports have never been above $29 billion. Before the trade war, they were around about $24 billion. So we're talking about almost a doubling of our exports in a 1 to 2 year period.
In Delaware County, Ryan Rhodes is hopeful, but he's taking a wait-and-see approach.
You know, I tend to probably be more optimistic than some. But the market was down today, and yesterday the announcement was made. The beans were down 13 cents. So you're kind of wondering, well, what am I not seeing, you know?
Rhodes serves as president of the Ohio Soybean Association, and he farms a little over 3,000 acres with his dad. He sees the trade deal as an important first step. And although the agricultural benchmarks are high, Rhodes believes there won't be a problem on the supply side.
That's what U.S. farmers are here for. We do it better than anybody else in the world, and I can't say that any deeper in my heart than that. I mean, we are here to produce. Let us produce. Let us grow a good quality product, best in the world, and we'll find a home for it.
State Senator Matt Huffman, a Republican from Lima, was on hand for the signing ceremony, along with two other GOP senators. Although he represents a heavily Republican district, Huffman acknowledges the trade war hurt the bottom line for many of his constituents.
But essentially, this, as we call it, phase one agreement, removes much of that. And so this is going to solve the problems that a lot of my constituents have been talking about over the last couple of years.
And with an election right around the corner, he says the deal only works to the president's advantage.
I don't think that there's going to be a whole lot of change in the number of people who are going to vote for Donald Trump in my district. In the state of Ohio, I think it's going to be significant. Now, I think he probably was going to win Ohio anyway. But I think there will be some people who say this is a very, very good deal.
That said, Sheldon, the economist from OSU, cautions not to forget the tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods that are staying in place. Those duties are paid by American buyers.
There are studies coming out, and most of them are showing pretty much the same thing, that either American firms or American consumers have borne most of the cost of those tariffs. And the IMF and others have suggested maybe 1% has been knocked off U.S. GDP growth.
And Wednesday's trade deal doesn't touch the Chinese government's efforts to subsidize its domestic industries. These interventions allow Chinese producers to undercut others on the international market, and were cited by the president as the chief reason for imposing tariffs. Tackling those subsidies has been left for phase two of trade negotiations. The Trump administration has pushed the deadline for that deal past the 2020 election. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans.